Three balls, two strikes, the payoff. A swing and a ground ball that pulls away right field side. And staying alive here is Rios. Five RBIs for him this season with 13 hits. Three balls, two strikes. Schulfer, who had the ball in his glove, and then, well, he bends down and wiping off his hands, it seemed like. Once again, a full count. Berrigan at first, Nowitzki at second. He had the two-run RBI double. So standing a couple feet off the bag, the 3-2 up way high for ball number four. So Rios will take first, Berrigan to second, and Luke Nowitzki to third. So Jacob Anderson, who's been part of the Dock Spider success today with a one-run RBI single. So Anderson from Michigan State and from Oakland, Michigan. Bases jammed up. Two down, and Schulfer delivers. Up and away on a fastball, high of the zone, at 91, 1-0. So Anderson batting eighth and sees the strike, 1-1. This seemed like, well, it was for the Dock Spiders. We led off with the top of the inning. It was Cooney with a base hit, Strickler with a base hit, and then two straight outs. It was a pop-up from Dieters and a pop-up from Heinzen. And the 1-1 comes in up and outside. And again, a fastball not finding the strike zone at 88. 2-1. Two straight hits, two straight pop-ups, and then Nowitzki saw a ball and belted one to left field on a two-run RBI double. And the 2-1 swinging a ball pulled into right center field into the gap as Johnson reaches out to his left, makes the grab for the third out, but the Raptors give up two runs. They trail 3-1. We head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa.
Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the third, Raptors down 3-1 as they got a run in the bottom of the second from a walk RBI when there was bases fully loaded. Johnson walked, which allowed Broussard to get home. But they've given up three runs through three innings as Bobo swings and flies a ball into left field, heading back towards the wall and running after it and making the grab just before the warning track is Travis Strickler. Bobo, great contact, but he flies out to deep left field. So Jack Gervich, who struck out to a putout, it was a drop third strike from Catterhagen, which threw on a Dieters for the first out. But great contact there from Bobo. But a swing and a ball well hit into the left fielder, pulls away and finds it. And Strickler for two down. So back-to-back flyouts. So Garrett Broussard, who got a base hit last time up. Great contact from Gervich and Bobo. But Strickler already busy out there. So Justin Doyle, two strikeouts, has allowed a three hits, a run, and he's walked one batter. And serves in the first offering in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike, two down, the 0-1. And inside finds his zone, 0-2. 0-2 count, two down. Doyle looks in. He'll step high and serve. Swing and a miss low for strike three. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Dock Spiders. They lead 3-1. We head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR. We'll step aside.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning as, well, that last inning for the Dock Spiders, five pitches, three straight outs, and Bobo flew out, Gervich flew out, both to left field, and Broussard struck out swinging. So it was Bobo who hit a deep fly ball that was heading towards the wall. That looked like that possibly could have gotten over, but Bobo wasn't able to see that as Strickler reached out for it, made the grab, and then Gervich also hit a pulled ball into left field that Strickler once again was heading back behind him, reached out to his right, made an over-the-head catch, and then Broussard, three straight strikes, so he struck out swinging. So we head here to the top of the fourth inning as the Dock Spiders, they lead 3-1, a run in the second, two runs in the third. It was a two-run RBI double from Luke Nowitzki, the third baseman. So Logan Schulfer back on the mound. And a guy that has no strikeouts. He's given up a hit on 25 pitches in two walks. He's given up a hit and two runs. So the Dock Spiders lead on the hits 4-3. As the catcher, Brady Catterhagen, who's 0-1 today. He flew out to right last time up. Catterhagen out of University of Wisconsin Parkside from Union Grove, Wisconsin, Schofer going to have to regather himself. And the Ball State Cardinal will step in outside for a ball 1-0. An off-speed pitch pulling away at 81. And looking in again, the 1-0. Swinging the ball, cracked out. Hugo runs and dives and makes the grab into right field. One down. So after an error he committed in the first, this time up, slides and makes the catch. So top of the order with Connor Cooney. One of three Doxbinders to cross home plate today. Last time up, he had a base hit. And Schofer delivers in for a strike. 0-1. Fastball once again that comes in on the inside part of the zone at 89. So ahead of the count, 0-1. Schofer, the knee-high step in, swing and a miss. 0-2. In front in the count. 0-2. Top of the fourth inning. Schofer will look. He'll come set. Step. Kick. And the 0-2 pulled out and away outside on the concourse on the left field side. No balls, two strikes. One down from Catterhagen flying out to right. The 0-2 way high as that goes behind Jensen, rolls into the back track. But fortunate for the Rafters, there's nobody on. So a wild pitch turns into be a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one down. The 1-2 comes up high and outside right above the strike zone at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Connor Cooney, the left-hander, 1-for-2 today on his base. First time up, he lined out to second. The 2-2 count, the knee high, the fire, and finds a strike zone. So the third strike comes true on a fastball that comes on the inside. So Schofer, his first strikeout of the afternoon. And Travis Strickler will step in. Grounded out to second and also got a base hit. It was that third inning where it was back-to-back hits. Travis Strickler batting a 314, the left fielder who just got the last two flyouts. In four strike, 0-1. So one error for the Rafters. That's where Jared Heinzen got on base. An error from Hugo. The 0-1 outside. Lifted left side, left and away, excuse me. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. Looking in is Schofer. He'll come set and deliver the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball over to Konoff. Scoops it up in the glove. Has all the time in the world. And throws a sidearm over to first. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Rafters. They return the favor. We head to the bottom of the fourth. They trail 3-1. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Chris Conniff leads off as only one run for the Rafters in comparison to the Dachshund Spiders 3. They've been out hit 4-3. Chris Conniff, the only Rafter to cross home plate today, as Doyle serves in on the second offering, comes in for a ball 2-0. So a run for Fond du Lac in the top of the second. Rafters responded in the bottom of the second. Johnson walked when there was bases fully loaded. So it was an RBI, which allowed Conniff to get home. Two balls a strike. Chris Conniff got on base off of a fielder's choice, which Broussard got thrown out at second. A swing and a ground ball over to the third baseman. Davitsky flips it across over to first in for one down. So Luke Nowitzki charging the ball and gets the first out. So Anthony Gallison, he got a base hit last time up as he hit kind of a jam shot into left field. Gallison batting a 262 out of Colts Neck, New Jersey. And the first offering comes in a curveball up and high of the zone, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, one down. It was a slow-moving curveball at 73, the 1-0. And sweeps down low in the dirt, bounces once, and comes in for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one down. The long stare in from Doyle, who has three strikeouts today, and the 2-0 sweeps the right part of the zone, in for a strike, 2-1. Fastball at 88. Justin Doyle is allowing three hits a run. The 2-1 swinging a cracked ball into center field, and backpedaling a couple steps is Cooney in for the second out. So Luke Hansen grounded out to the first baseman last time up in Dieters. So the Dachspiders looking for a three-up and three-down inning once again. The last inning in the bottom of the third, it was five pitches, which retired the side. Doyle steps, serves way low, and that goes through the glove of Catterhagen, rolls into the backdrop. It comes in for a ball, 1-0. So a slow-moving ball at 74 on a breaking ball. Down on the count, 1-0. He'll step and fire on Hansen in for a strike, 1-1. Luke Hansen, the Virginia Cavalier from Williamsburg, Virginia. He had 12 putouts and 24 assists this season on the infield. And on the batting side of things, he batted a 356. Nine RBIs, three of them at VCU on April the 18th. 16 hits on 45 at-bats. That is superb. One ball, two strikes, two down. Doyle steps and fires, swing and a miss, strike three. Hansen a little bit late, and Justin Doyle records his fourth strikeout of the evening. We head to the top of the fifth. Rafters trail 3-1. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression, or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fifth inning, as the Dockspiders lead 3-1 over Wisconsin Rapids. They've been subpar as a game where, remind you, they win. It's a playoff berth for the second straight year. So right now, they trail 3-1. And in Madison, the Rockers lead over the Mallards 3-1. So something will have to change here for the Rafters. And it's not going to come easy. They want to punch their ticket to the playoffs and be first half champions of the Great Lakes West Division. So Teddy Dieters, who popped out to third and also struck out swinging, 0-2 today, sees the first pitch come in for a strike, 0-1, on a slow-moving breaking ball at 76. Schoffer will lead the 0-1. Swinging a ball, well hit into left field. Gallison running after it, reaches out and makes the grab. A jumping Gallison and gets one down. Dieters a foot away from seeing that ball go behind the fence at 315 feet. The 5'8 Anthony Gallison. How about that? So Jared Heinzen, who popped out to second last time up on a check swing that comes in low, and the first base umpire, Thomas, saw it as a strike, 0-1. No balls a strike with one down. Looking in and firing is Schoffer, and sweeps the right part of the zone in for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down on a fastball. Came in on the last pitch, found the strike zone. The knee-high step, a swing and a miss, strike three. Logan Schoffer, a big strikeout there. And that's his second of the evening. And this brings up somebody who's responsible for the two-run RBI double last time up, Luke Nowitzki. So he had a big hit where she belted a ball to left field. So umpire's getting together right now and questioning. Perhaps the ball got tipped. Perhaps it wasn't a third strike. They're looking as if it was a foul. But either way, it looked like he swung at that. So the Rafters haven't gone off the field yet. Still determining if this was that third strike. Two down as Kirk Schreiner heading out there now. Talking with Third base umpire Connor McKenzie. So it looks to be he's out. And that's what I thought. So it is. So Jared Hines in, who struck out swinging, which it appears. So it's not. So it is not. So no balls and two strikes. One down. Schulfer on Hines in. A swing and a ball pulled away into right field side. Hugo runs after it and gets the out. So there's a second out. So this brings up Nowitzki now. So initially, the strikeout from Schulfer. So he goes back to having one strikeout on the evening. He'll step in and fire on Nowitzki. That bounces, and Jensen lost sight of it for a sec. But it comes in for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two down. Schulfer will come set. He'll step and deliver, showing bunt and pulling it away just in the nick of time. Is Nowitzki ahead in the count 2-0, but had that massive two-run RBI double, which sent Cooney and Strickler home in the top of the third. A 2-0 count, two down, and finds the strike zone on the right side, 2-1. Logan Schulfer came in for Jackson Wentworth, who went two innings. The 2-1 tipped off right side of the bat in the right side. 2-2. So deuces across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two down. Top of the fifth inning. Rafters trail 3-1. Schulfer steps and fires. A swing and a drive in the right field. Hugo diving after it. It bounces over his head. Rounding first. Heading for second is Nowitzki. The throw to second is not in time. Luke Nowitzki continuing his big day after a two-run RBI double last time, and this time he gets to second. So Drew Berrigan will step out the shortstop. A ball lifted out right side. No balls a strike. Two down, but how about it? A guy that has really come up for the Dock Spiders, Luke Nowitzki, the third baseman. Oh, and one count. Schulfer will look in, and he'll fire and find the strike zone on the right edge, 0-2. Stealing third, Schulfer darts it over to third to Broussard, but doesn't get it in time. So Luke Nowitzki, Schulfer just didn't realize it until Nowitzki was about a foot away from the third base bag. So now puts a runner 90 feet away for the Dock Spiders to perhaps give him their fourth run. The 0-2, swinging a ground ball over to Hansen. The shortstop not able to field it in time. A run gets home. In Nowitzki, the Dock Spiders get up 4-1, went in and out of Hansen's glove, and that's the second error from the Rafters. This time, it's the shortstop, Hanston. He can't believe that. So Lorenzo Rios will serve in, 1-0 count, but wow, a double from Nowitzki, steals third, and then a ground ball up the middle to Hansen. Ball rolls in and out of his glove, and the 1-0 popped away backside, 1-1. The Rafters have been out 2 outs for a while. Berrigan talking with Bobo at first. He steps a couple feet off the bag with the leadoff. A 1-1 count, 2 down. Looking in and throwing over his shoulder, late to the tag is Bobo. Two down. And a 1-1 count. Schoelfer looks low. The long's there in and throws it at first to the checkoff. But not in time. So Berrigan gets an RBI off of an error from the shortstop. A 1-1 count pulled away and lifted out right side for a foul. 1-2. The Rafters just seeming very uncharacteristic on the defensive side. Two errors. One from Hugo and then one from the shortstop, Hansen. And the pickoff again. Really putting Berrigan back towards the bag. A guy that has no stolen bases on the season. The 1-2 out and outside and shifting a couple feet off the bag, looking like he perhaps could have stole second there. But Lorenzo Rios, two balls, two strikes, and two outs. The 2-2 way outside for ball three. So the count is full with two down. Schoelfer struggling right now on the mound. So Rios at the dish. Count is full. Two down. And the payoff. And a check swing that bounces, pops backside. And taking second was Berrigan, but he retreats back to first. So the right-hander, Logan Schoelfer, with one strikeout. Looking to make it his second. The 3-2 way high, and it goes through the glove of Jensen. Getting to second is Berrigan. Rios to first on back-to-back walks for him. And the Rafters bullpen really struggling today. It just seems like one of those days where it's just nothing's going right. The hitting has been okay, but they haven't been able to find any real success on the pitching side. And errors in the field as well. An error from Hugo and Hansen, and a costly one as well. First offering comes in and hits the left shoulder of Anderson. He'll take first. The base is loaded here in the top of the fifth. Anderson at first, Rios at second, and Drew Berrigan, the shortstop, at third. So, Jensen having a word with Schoelfer and Bobo on the first base side of the mound. But I tell you, there was two down for the Rafters. It just seemed like Dieters flew out to left, Heinzen flew out to right, and then when they had Nowitzki up, they gave up a double, but that was okay. But what you can't have is when Berrigan hits a ground ball over to Hansen, you just have to make that play because you had a runner at third. Nowitzki stole from second to third, and then before that pitch, Nowitzki was on third, and then it's just a ground up the middle. Hansen, you have to make that play, and he's an unbelievable shortstop. He knows it as well. Because a swing and a ball lifted out left side. Gallison tracks it down. Not able to do so. One run scores in Berrigan. The second run scores in Rios. So the Dock Spiders putting a hurt on right now. They lead 6-1 here in the top of the fifth. So, wow. Fond du Lac really just going after him here. They're really hurting the Rafters. It just seems very uncharacteristic. It's a tough inning for Wisconsin Rapids. And the first offering comes in low. 4-1-0. So Connor Cooney will step in. Schoelfer ahead of the count 1-0. And outside of the zone for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. Logan Schofer nearing 62 pitches. The 1-1 swing and a miss inside. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two down. Wow, a three-run inning here in the top of the fifth. It has gone quiet here at Witterfield. Not going as planned. Two down. Schofer will fire the 1-2, pulled away. Left side. So at second is Catterhagen. At third is Anderson. Schofer looks in once again. The Dock Spiders lead 6-1 right now. The 1-2 up and high and outside for the second ball. The deuces across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Fond du Lac really just adding to their lead. A run in the second, two runs in the third, and then three here in the fifth, and it's not done yet. Two runners in scoring position. The 2-2 from Schofer, swinging a ground ball over to Bobo, away from the bag, races to it before Cooney can get there, and gets the third out. But the Rafters give up three runs here in the top of the fifth. They trail 6-1 now. We head to the bottom half of the inning here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa.
Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Dock Spiders, three runs in the top of the fifth. Rafters trail 6-1. They're going to need a comeback of the ages. They've done it once this year against Green Bay where they were down 4-1. I mean, it hasn't been 6-1. They were down 4-1, and they scored eight straight runs, winning that game 9-4. But right now, it just seems like things aren't going their way, but they're not playing the game that they're accustomed to. Two errors in the field as Doyle fires in on Jensen on a chest-high fastball that pushes in for a ball, 1-0. Jensen was hit by a pitch last time up. As a curveball sweeps the right side, out for a ball, 2-0. Rafters have three hits. They've been out hit 6-3, but Fond du Lac has really gotten the bats rolling as Doyle will step in the 2-0 and find the strike zone, 2-1. Justin Doyle, four strikeouts. And the 2-1 comes in. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 count. A swing and a ball pulled out left side. So Levi Jensen has struggled at the plate this season. 7 hits total, batting a 109. 6 RBIs, and the 2-2 up and high for a ball. So the Luck Wisconsin native, one of 4 players on the Raptors from Wisconsin, went to Luck High School and sees the payoff. A swing and a popped up ball in the left field, and Strickler runs it down and makes the grab for the first out. So top of the order we go. Ty Johnson was walked last time up, which was an RBI that sent Conniff home. That's where the only run has come from. So Johnson flew out to center first time up. One down. Looking in is Doyle. He'll serve. And up and high for a ball. 1-0. One down. Doyle steps high. Fires. And goes on the inside on a belt high fastball. And pushes on the right part of the zone. But it comes in for a ball. The 2-0. And finds the strike zone. 2-1. Ty Johnson with that RBI up to 15 on the season. Bottom 5. The 2-1. And low bounces off the foot of Catterhagen. And it pulls away for a ball. 3-1. Very uncharacteristic in the field for the Raptors. In the last 2 games, they shut out their opponents. But today, they've given up 6 runs. As a 3-1 outside, it comes in for a ball. Johnson will take first. So that starts things off with a leadoff walk. Logan Hugo, 0-2 today. So Hugo grounded out to short, and he also struck out as well. So the right fielder with an error for the Raptors in the field, which seemingly seemed like a routine fly ball, went in and out of his glove, but he's a great outfielder nonetheless. You can't divine the player off of his mistakes because he is such a great player on both sides of the ball. But sees a strike going 1. One down with Jensen a fly out. Johnson at first. He shifted off the bag on a couple steps. The 0-1 way outside. Catterhagen gets to his feet quickly. Looks over at first, but Johnson is already there. 1-1. One down. Setting in low, bending at the knees, Doyle. With the ball in his right hand, puts it in his glove now. He'll come set, checks down, fires the 1-1, and low and inside, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 down. Setting again, and shaking off his Doyle. He likes it. He'll step, and serve, and find the zone right down the plate. 2-2. Hugo, 18 hits this season, batting a .222. He's at 14 runs. Played his, what seemingly like his best baseball when Raptors hit the road to Michigan. A 2-2 fouled off as Hugo fouls it off. It looks like his inside part of his left knee. And he's bending down behind the plate now, just looking to shake it off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. As Hugo limping it off now. 2-2 count with 1 down. Johnson at first, Hugo taking his time. He'll step in the right-hander. And the checkoff over at first. Johnson just puts his arm out, able to make the able to get back to first. Raptors have been out hit 6-3. Doyle looks down. He'll fire. And a popped up ball right field side. And it goes just above the right grandstand. Rolls back into the concourse. So Justin Doyle, 4 strikeouts today, nearing his 73rd pitch of the evening. He'll bend low and dig in. He likes the pitch. Johnson leads off at first and then checks over, and late to the tag was Dieters. A swing and a ball well hit into left field. The left fielder, Strickler, running after it and catches it before the wall. And Johnson tags back up. It seemed like Johnson could have possibly gotten a second, but Hugo makes great contact, flies out to left. As Brendan Bobo, 1-for-2 today. He's one of 3 Rafters with a base hit. He got one in the bottom of the first. He flew out to left on his second time up at the plate. 2 down, Doyle looks down. He'll step and fire on Bobo. And a wild pitch that goes behind Catterhagen. Johnson will take second. And that puts a runner in scoring position. Rafters need runs. They need hits. They need just about everything to get back in this game, down 6-1. 1 run for the Dock Spiders in the second, 2 runs in the third, and then 3 runs here in the top half of this inning in the fifth. The 1-0, and down low of the zone. 2 balls, no strikes. Last pitch came in on a fastball at 86. Count. 2 to Doyle, fire a swing and a line drive that goes right into the glove of Anderson for the third out. So the Rafters come up empty once again for the third straight inning. We head to the top of the 6th on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers. The change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the 6th inning, Rafters need to keep holding. We'll do the best of their ability against the Dock Spiders. They trail 6-1. Anthony Benetti will step in on the mound. He's pitched 7 games, a 1-0 record, 9 innings of work, allowing 5 hits and 2 runs, but 6 strikeouts for a 2.0 ERA. He picked up the decision against Wausau back on June the 7th. He only won an inning, which was interesting, with 2 strikeouts, but he pitched for the Kalamazoo Growlers in the Great Lakes East Division back in 2021. He had 17 strikeouts and 18 innings of work. So Benetti from Tampa, Florida, and a Barry University product, will step in on Travis Strickler. Grounded out to second twice, and he got a base hit. He's been able to get home as well today from a two-run RBI double from Nowitzki as Benetti sets in and serves and finds the strike zone, 0-1. 0-1 count. First pitch came in at 91 miles per hour. Benetti, the right-hander, will look in. Fire, and that bounces in the glove and away from Jensen, and it comes in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Benetti wearing that number 23 for the Rafters. The 1-1. Fouled left side. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Benetti will look in again as the Rafters in this stadium just a bit quiet. The energy is down. A swing and a miss inside, and it comes in low for strike three, and Benetti starts his day out with a strikeout. So Teddy Dieters struck out, popped out to third, and also flew out to left. One down. Rafters two away here in the top of the six. Benetti will come set on Teddy Dieters, the first baseman, and he'll fire and lower the zone. Well, I mean, it is quiet here. The energy is down. An opportunity to remind you, a win tonight, and they get a playoff berth. But right now, the 1-0 on a check swing, and it comes in not fully across for a ball. And the problem as well, as in top of the ninth inning, the Green Bay Rockers lead the Mallards 3-1. So as both scores stand, if they do, Rockers would get into the playoffs. Not saying the Rafters can't, and the 2-0 finds the strike zone. Not saying the Rafters can't, they just wouldn't be able to clinch it right now. They would have to wait to the second half of the season. But when you have a game in front of you, when you have an opportunity, when the window is open, you want to capitalize. And unfortunately, they have not done that right now. The 2-1 that goes behind Benetti. He reaches out, makes the grab, lifts it over to first, and gets the out. What a play from Anthony Benetti. The ball went behind him. He went behind his back to grab it. It goes in and out of his glove. He then picks it up with his bare hands, lifts it on over to first. In for the second out. What a heads-up play there from Anthony Benetti. And Dieters grounds out. So Jared Hines in. We'll step in 0-3 today. Heinzen got to first off of an error from Hugo, popped out to second, and then flew out to right. So Rafters one away here in the top of the six. Benetti will fire, and that ball popped outside. Fouled 0-1. No balls a strike with two down. Benetti will look. The 0-1 swing and a miss on a curveball that paints the right edge of the zone. In for a strike, 0-2, and 80 miles per hour. 0-2 count with two down. Looking in is Benetti. The long stare, the fire, and a miss low for strike three. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Rafters. We head to the bottom of the sixth. They trail 6-1. Stay with us here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for isolated storms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy. Lows around 65, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 91, a blend of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 66, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 89.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning as Jack Niedringhaus will step in on the mound at Xavier University. And the left-hander in his bright blue glove with a 1-1 record and six games appeared in with a 10 and a third innings pitched, allowing four hits and two runs with four strikeouts and a 1.74 ERA. He picked up the win against Wausau back on June the 18th and got the loss against Green Bay on June the 26th, about a week ago. So Niedringhaus, the left-hander, is taking over the duties of Justin Doyle. So that's perhaps what the Raptors need. And it's perhaps a pitching change. Doyle went five innings, 76 pitches, allowing three hits, a run, two walks, and four strikeouts. So the Raptors have a lot of work to do, and somebody that can help them do that is Jack Gervich. Struck out and flew out to left. Niedringhaus, the left-hander, and fires in, sweeps the left edge, and finds a zone, 0-1. Fastball at 87, 0-1 count. Niedringhaus will look. He'll come set, the 0-1 and again, and finds the left edge, 0-2. So Niedringhaus ahead in the count here on Gervich. Raptors three hits, a run. The Dock Spider six hits, six runs. The 0-2 swinging a sharply hit ground ball over to the third. The throw across the diamond from Nowitzki is on time for one down. So this brings up Garrett Broussard, 1-for-2 with a base hit and struck out swinging. Yesterday, Broussard went 1-for-4 with an RBI. He also struck out. One down, Niedringhaus will again. He'll stand back and deliver up and high. Outside for a ball, 1-0. One out count, one down. And the fire in from Niedringhaus, painting the right edge of the zone in for a strike. 1-1. Garrett Broussard led his day off with a base hit at a Utah Valley and a returning Northwoods League All-Star, and a curveball comes in high and outside for about 2-1. That was a slow-moving curveball at 73. Jack Niedringhaus in his bright blue glove, the southpaw, comes high and throws a ball, 3-1. A 3-1 count. One down, bottom six. Niedringhaus fires. And outside for ball number four. Broussard will take first. And that puts a runner on. Chris Conniff, the returning Rafter, got to first on a fielder's choice. The only Rafter to cross home plate today. He grounded out to third last time up. One down. Broussard shifts off over at first. A couple steps off the bag. Niedringhaus fires. And on a curveball up high, 1-0. really relying on his curveball at 74. So the left-hander down in the count will step in fire and right down the zone, 1-1. That was a fastball, 86. Broussard at first. Doc Spider's two away here in the bottom of the six. Rafters have been scoreless for three straight innings since the second, and finds a left edge, sweeps it in for a strike, 1-2. So Conniff batting at 250, 20 hits for him and 12 RBIs, with a home run and 17